Pope Benedict XVI on Friday received a group of the bishops who were participants in the Second Vatican Council, along with the presidents of bishops' conferences who are here in Rome taking part in the 13th Ordinary Assembly of the Synod of Bishops for the new evangelization. Their meeting came before a formal luncheon with all of the Synod Fathers. The Holy Father reflected on the way that the bishops of every rite give concrete expression to the universality of the Church as they proclaim the gospel in every region of the world, in service to the Church and in obedience to the mandate they have received from Christ.
Ma un saluto particolare vorrei dirigerci a voi, cari fratelli, che avete avuto la grazia di partecipare in qualità di padre al Concilio Ecumenico Vaticano II.
Pope Benedict had words of special greeting for all those present who had participated as fathers of the Second Vatican Council. Reflecting on the Council as an expression of the continuity of the contemporary Church, with its history and its ultimate destiny, Pope Benedict said Christianity should not be regarded as something of the past, nor should it be seen with eyes that are constantly turned backwards, because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The Holy Father went on to say, Christianity is marked by the presence of the eternal God who has entered into time and is present at all times.
Il Concilio è stato un tempo di grazia in cui lo Spirito Santo ci ha insegnato che la Chiesa nel suo cammino nella...
The Council, said Pope Benedict, was a time of grace in which the Holy Spirit taught us that the Church, in her journey through history, must always speak to modern man. But this can only happen by the power of those who have deep roots in God, who allow themselves to be guided by Him. Pope Benedict concluded saying, Today, what is important and essential is to bring the ray of God's love into the hearts and lives of every man and every woman, to bring men and women everywhere and of all ages to God, and expressing the hope that every particular church in celebrating the year of faith might discover an opportunity to make the always necessary return to the source of the gospel, which is the transforming encounter with the person of Jesus Christ. I'm Chrysoul Thierry.